Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Charlene McGee. Charlene is the director of the Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion Unit at Multnomah County Health Department. Hey, Charlene, welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Thank you.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Good. So let's get started by having you tell me about yourself and what you do.
So, as you share, my name is Charlene McGee, and I have the privilege of serving as Multnomah County's director for our Chronic Disease Prevention Health Promotion Unit. I work alongside an amazing group of team that includes staff working across different issue areas that impact the overall health of Multnomah County. That team includes our tobacco control and prevention team. We have a community adolescent health team, our REACH program as well.
And tobacco seems to be the focus where it's probably going to be the majority of the focus of this conversation.
It is.
Yeah. Why do you guys focus on tobacco?
Tobacco is among our leading causes of death. In public health is what we refer to as preventable. So we know that we have the ability to prevent and preserve the lives of youth and people in the county. So while we may not know the amount of people that smoke, we do know that in Oregon, there are nearly 8,000 Oregonians that die from cancer-related or tobacco-related deaths in the state.
It's certainly less prevalent than it used to be, right?
Yes.
I hope.
I mean,
people are getting smarter.
You know, I mean, we know that 27.5% of cancer deaths in Oregon are attributed to smoking, right? So for us, we know that that's the opportunity to prevent those many people from dying within Oregon and within Multnomah County.
And the tobacco industry is still really powerful, right?
Oh, yes. Tobacco industry remains a very strong industry.
And they seem to focus their marketing on certain communities. Why? Tell me about that.
Yeah. So we refer to, their practices as predatory. We know that they target certain demographics. So that includes young people, individuals who are living at the margin of life. So our houseless individuals. We also know that they do targeted marketing interventions to certain communities, both locally and nationally. We know individuals who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender individuals are targeted, as well as youth who identify, as well as our communities of color.
Wow. That sounds, that's kind of creepy, to say the least.
Yeah.
How have they remained so powerful?
I think if you consider, right, the longstanding history and evolution of the tobacco industry, right, we live in a society in a world that's really driven by capitalism. We know that, you know, those tactics that are deployed elevate them really into that position of power. Yeah.
What about tobacco? Let's talk more about tobacco use among teens. Is that still pretty prevalent?
Yes. We know that the tobacco and, you know, tobacco and vaping use among youth continues to be high. If you consider the life course development of youth, they have the ability to be influenced, misinformation, or, lack of understanding of how addictive both tobacco and vaping products are. We know that vaping products are actually more addictive than tobacco. And just quickly, actually, a couple of weeks ago, we had our youth summit at PCC Cascade, and the tobacco team had some brief survey questions asking young people that very question, what's more addictive, tobacco or vaping? And I wouldn't say necessarily surprising to us, right, because it's sort of what we know within this work, that the assumption is that vaping products are safer than tobacco, when in fact they're much more addictive than tobacco products.
Is vaping as dangerous as tobacco, though? Or I don't know, so I guess I'm comparing the two.
They're both dangerous, yeah. Right? Yeah. So I think just sort of stating that.
Yeah.
We know that smoking them, vaping, inhaling them are leading and contributing, right, to illness and sickness and deaths. We know that, right, by nature, the lungs have been designed for only oxygen to go in there. So introducing the byproducts of tobacco and vaping, those are what we refer to as carcinogenic, and they're causing cancer causing. So in terms of risks, I would say both absolutely.
Yeah.
One more son than another, the best option is neither.
Right. Okay. There you go. That's the answer right there.
That's the answer, neither.
And as a teenager, you know, you think you're going to live forever. So why not?
Exactly.
Smoking is not going to kill me.
Yeah. You know, and I think too, right, just like even in conversations with individuals, you know, people think, oh, I have the ability just to, you know, stop when I want to. And unfortunately, right, we know that addiction does not work in that way. We know that inhaling, right, there's like binding that's happening with the brain that just, you know, feeds into that addiction. So again, the best option is just not to start at all.
Let's talk about some of the programs that you offer, especially for the marginalized communities.
Yeah, so we have a number of different partnerships where we partner with local community-based organizations to support our programmatic efforts in educating both about the danger and impact of both smoking and vaping. They also assist us in terms of, raising awareness about tobacco cessation support that are available also. It's really important that while we might be public health professionals, that we cannot do our work alone, right? We have to do it in partnership with local community-based organizations, our faith-based partners, who actually, this past Sunday was the No Menthol Sunday, and we had a number of local churches that participated in this national event about raising awareness about, both smoking and also the menthol, the menthol role, right, in the addiction of tobacco and other products that people are consuming in the community.
And it seems like menthol is really targeted more towards marginalized communities.
Yeah, we know that menthol is targeted to our marginalized community. We actually, year two, right, from our community members who are refugee and immigrants, right, also share about their experience about that same targeted marketing of menthol products in their birth country. And then they come to the U.S. and they see, right, the menthol is there. You know, so yes, it's definitely targeted. It's intentional. You know, and again, a part of this is just really raising awareness and helping to connect the dots for community, you know, to empower community to make the best choice that works for them and for them themselves and their family.
There's so many marketing pieces when you walk into a convenience store or a grocery store or anything. Is there any attempt to curb that?
Yes. So there are a number of different efforts. You know, one of the things I'll say when I sort of stepped in this role and I've been able to, you know, understand the work that our team, you know, our teams are doing out here, right, with the 700 plus tobacco retailers. So part of my work, I also go out in the field to watch and observe and see. And, you know, I also say those too, right, like even as a parent, right, talking to my teenager, my high schooler, right, and he can speak about the prevalence, right, they know that there are certain stores, right, where youth can go to obtain products, right? So part of our work that we do at the county is through our retail license and enforcement practice, where we work with these retailers to ensure that they are abiding by the rules that we know exist, right? So in Multnomah County, individuals under the age of 21 cannot purchase tobacco products, right? So we have a 21 plus law. However, although we know that policy exists, we know that unfortunately there are instances where young people have been able to obtain tobacco products, right? So that tells us, you know, the work continues. Yeah. And the work remains.
So is that a Multnomah County only thing, or is that a statewide thing, or as far as checking ID for anybody underage?
The 21 and over is a statewide policy, and we, I mean, right, because it's statewide, so of course, you know, it also applies to Multnomah County as well.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty amazing. I mean, every time you go into any place to buy a beer or a bottle of wine or something, they check your ID, even though I don't look like I'm under 21.
Yes, my mom talks about that too with her fully gray hair. She's still carded.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm excited. So when I go in and I'm carded, right? And I think that some of that is about the assurance and protection to make sure that those products are going to, you know, the individuals at the rightful age.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland. More coming up in just a moment.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland, and we're talking today with Charlene McGee, Director of Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion Unit at Multnomah County Health Department. So, Charlene, let's talk a little bit about how tobacco is linked to other chronic diseases.
Yes. So, actually, this has been you know, you sort of, in our work and world, right, we read and sort of see like the signs in different things. And through community conversations, I'll say one of the, some work, you know, that's been happening within our unit, right? We know that there's that connection between heart disease. We know that, it connects to multiple and a lot of chronic disease disparities. We know that if we look at data nationally, the prevalence of individuals with 1, 2, or 3 or more chronic disease diagnosis is high, right? Chronic disease leads to many factors. We know that there are community members who smoked and then lingered into other issues, and now they're having their limbs amputated. We know that individuals are also encountering hypertension, heart disease, right? I mean, the research is there and it's been well documented, the association of tobacco as a contributing factor to the leading cause of death, both in Multnomah County and nationally as well, and chronic disease overall.
Yeah, we've all seen those TV commercials where they have those people that are just in terrible shape, and they it's like, I wish I wouldn't have smoked.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like those commercials, right? It's the reality, right, of what happens to what could happen and what has happened to that individual who have smoked, you know. And again, I think for me, you know, like, every time I see it, it's just, you think about that prevention opportunity, right? Mm-hmm. And what was missing, what could have happened differently to protect and preserve that individual's overall health.
Talk about some of the outreach that Multnomah County Health Department is doing to prevent smoking.
Yeah, so we have a number of different efforts. As I mentioned, we engage and work with partners to do education. We also disseminate information about cessation. Our team also leads communication campaigns, as well as another avenue of raising awareness about both the harm and dangers of smoking.
Yeah. So somebody is thinking about quitting. What advice do you have for them? Where can they go to get some help?
So I think, you know, with that part of, you know, starting with your healthcare provider is always a great start. There are also different resources and available, one of which that we have available here in Multnomah County, in the state, actually statewide, is the 1-800-QUIT-NOW or text READY to 34191. Or individuals can also visit smokefreeoregon.com.
And there's lots of products on the market that can help you quit smoking, like the chewing gums and things like that, right?
Are they still out there? Yeah, there's the chewing gum. I mean, you have nicotine replacement therapy. Again, really, you know, working with your healthcare provider to help you select and to determine the best course of support.
One of my best friend's moms says she stopped smoking through hypnosis.
Wow.
I know.
You know, and what works, right? I mean, I'll even just share even a quick personal story. So when I was born so many years ago, my father was a very avid smoker, and they learned after my birth that his smoking was a trigger for my asthma.
Oh, wow.
So he quit suddenly, right? And I think he's probably one of those very rare instances where you're able to quit on your own, but oftentimes individuals also need, you know, multiple different efforts and interventions to quit smoking. You know, and I will say too, right, we know that ultimately too, for individuals to get to that end point of quitting smoking, sometimes you start and then you relapse, right? But we celebrate every attempt, right? Because we know each attempt is ultimately going to lead that individual to being smoke free.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep trying.
Yes. Keep trying. Don't give up. Yeah. You know, find your support system, right? Find those healthier behaviors that you can replace, right? You know, instead of smoking, we have some partners who are doing some groups locally. You know, we have partners who, you know, we have partners who work and support individuals, right? That every time they think about quitting, right, to replace that with walking, right, or eating a carrot or chewing a gum to help them to, you know, curb their urge to want to smoke.
And I'm assuming there are probably some support groups out there, too, that you can...
Oh, yeah. There's... Yeah.
Cool.
Because you don't have to do it alone.
Right, right. Exactly. You were talking back in the day that your dad smoked, and there's five of us kids in my family, and both my parents smoked the whole time they were pregnant with all five of us. And knock on wood, we're all okay. But that was back in the day, too, where you could buy candy cigarettes in the candy store.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we were laughing about that over this past weekend. Like, can you believe that even was a thing?
Right. And I think, you know, that's some of the, you know, the success and accomplishment of public health, right, where as we learn more, we start to adjust and modify policies to prevent. Like, I know when I think about how, you know, this is eons ago before I was born, right, when people were allowed to smoke on airplanes, like, I could not imagine being on the plane.
Right. Yeah.
And people around me are smoking.
There's definitely not a window to roll down.
Right? So, you know, I think, again, it sort of speaks to, like, the evolution of the work that is taken for us to get to this point. And, you know, the recognition of, yes, more needs to be done, but we also celebrate the progress and success we've been able to gain over time.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the programs that you have to address tobacco use.
Our tobacco prevention program, with the funding that we have received from the Oregon Health Authority, is to raise awareness about the health harms of tobacco and to promote cessation resources. We do this work in partnership with a number of different community-based organizations like Greater Northwest Community Health Collective. We also partner with the Oregon Chinese Coalition. We work with our Achieve Coalition. And as I mentioned previously, some faith-based partners here locally. So just to expand a little bit more, with Greater Northwest Community Health Collective, we collaborated with them where they came into the lobby of a couple of the county clinics within the county, provided some really intentional outreach and engagement to the community about tobacco cessation support and resources. You know, I'll say, right, when individuals see someone who looks like them, who have that lived and shared experience, what we learned and we saw with that effort was great success. You know, when the providers have been trying to refer people, it didn't quite always, right, have that impact as having individuals from, you know, one of these partner organizations to help, you know, to be that additional link and connection to the cessation resource and support that the community needs and want.
Yeah, that's great. Charlene, why do you do what you do?
Why do I do what I do? Honestly, for me, I'll say... you know, I feel like I'm answering, honoring my calling of service by being a public health professional. I fell in love with public health as a third-year student at Oregon State. And once I discovered, it was sort of like that light bulb that went off on where, you know, we have the opportunity to, you know, be on the ground, right? Honestly, like, just get in the dirt and touch and feel and hear the community concerns that can be lifted up, you know, alongside, you know, proven public health intervention. We know that we can't do this work alone. You know, and I'll say, I think for me too, being able to, you know, be that bridge between community and the county to support and promote people's health is something that I find immense joy and pleasure in.
Yeah, that's great. It sounds like you're really into it.
Thank
that's
you, good. I do.
What else do you do with the Multnomah County Health Department?
So what else do I do? Mm-hmm. Other duties as assigned.
Lots of things.
Listen. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, at the county, you know, I would say, right, I think it's sort of this, you know, working for a local public health, it's a lot of work, right? It's fun. We are the bridge between what happens on the national level. We are the bridge and connection, you know, to be the translators of, you know, like the clinic, right? To have our community partners understand what that means. My work and portfolio involves and, you know, unfortunately, it sort of touches on all the leading causes of death within the county. So we're pulling into lots and lots of different things. I mean, I'm in meetings with, like, right before this, I was talking about another project that we have funded looking at nutrition, so working around healthy food procurement. My first meeting this morning was looking at, you know, some violence prevention intervention. So there's not a shortage of work, right? it's, you know, it's definitely an honor to do, but I'll also, you know, be remiss not to acknowledge, right, that it's not just solely me, right? It's a whole team of dynamic, equal, if not more so passionate and well-versed public health professionals that I get to work with, learn from, and do this work on behalf of the people of Multnomah County.
Yeah, it's a health department.
Yes, it's literally a health department doing a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
So food inspection, right? Environmental health. You know, I know, like, with the weather warming up, right, we have colleagues who are working to prepare people for, you know, the heat waves and other health issues that may come about.
Yeah. Well, we've been talking mostly about smoking, so I have one more question for you. If maybe you're not a smoker, but you have somebody in your family who is, or a loved one, you know, a friend, how do you approach them about that? Do you have any advice for that?
You know, I'll say, yes, I'm not a smoker, you know, but I do have individuals in my circle, you know, community members who I know who are, you know, who are smokers and who are working to decrease it. I'll say what I've found to be effective is really not judging people, right? Understanding the why. And I'll just share a quick story around that. I remember once we were at a community event where a community member was smoking, and I'm like, "You promised me you're going to stop smoking." And they looked at me, he's like, "Miss Charlene, do you think I really want to smoke?" He's like, "I'm smoking because I am stressed and I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent." Right. So, you know, we also learn and see that sometimes people who are smoking, right, some it's a stress reliever for some people, you know, so some of that is helping people to identify other ways in which they can decrease stress and really honest listening to people, right, about the struggles and the challenges that they're encountering. Because people oftentimes with fun do know, right, the harm of it, but the addiction is so, so strong. You know, so helping to, you know, actually one of the things I've done too is even calling the 1-800-QUIT line, right, to just sort of see what that process is, right, to be able to help support and connect people to the care that, you know, that I'm going to be suggesting for them.
How about a website where people can get more information? What's the best place to go?
So people can obtain more information by visiting smokefreeoregon.com.
Okay, great. Great advice. Thank you so much for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
It's been good. We've been talking today with Charlene McGee, Director of Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion Unit at Multnomah County Health Department. Thanks.
Thank you.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.